What are you wearing?
Sometimes you wear stretchy pants.
When wise man.
Today is your day because it's National Fast Food Day.
Yes, fast food.
Not fast food, good food quickly.
Fast food okay?
Yeah, I love fast food.
Fast food day.
Love burgers and fries.
Fried chicken, pizza.
It is National Fast Food Day today.
Happy National Fast Food Day.
Order up.
It's showtime.
Top three fast food, go.
In-N-Out Burger, McDonald's, Five Guys Taco Bell.
It's the top three. You're still going.
Oh, I thought you said five.
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Interesting. Raising Cane wasn't on there.
Oh, I was just saying popular.
They were on the top of your mind.
Yeah.
That's what you went through.
I was just saying popular.
It just proves.
Don't hold this against me.
It just proves.
No, Raising Cane's is the best.
That maybe Raising Cane's is not at the same level as your In-N-Outs.
Nah.
Your Five Guys.
Well, because those are like burgers. That's what you think of when you think fast food.
Speaking of In-N-Out, it's crazy. My mom, she's on this road trip doing like Route 66 all the way across the U.S.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And, you know, she even during it, they're sending photos and there's like old diners that are still there, right? So she calls me last night and or in the afternoon, it's like 3 o'clock. And she's like, oh, we stopped to have lunch. And I'm thinking, oh, obviously she's trying out one of these amazing diners.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of traveling on Route 66, right?
Correct. To go local.
She's at In-N-Out. I know. I'm like, what?
Some people.
What's the point of doing the trip?
If you're not going to enjoy the local eat.
Yes, exactly.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
We tried this very interesting restaurant called McDonald's. Never heard of it before.
Oh, it's tasty.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, the fries.
Ooh. I would say In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I don't know.
Taco Bell? Del Taco?
Well, it would be Taco Bell, but as you know,
I'm
boycotting
pizza.
Taco Bell until they bring back the Mexican pizza.
They're never going to bring it back. It wasn't that good.
Well, obviously, most people agree with you because that's why they got rid of it. In fact, I was craving Taco Bell the other day, and I still didn't go.
For real?
I'm holding strong.
So where are you going for your taco fix? Del Taco?
Del Taco.
Not the same.
It's not. I like a good Del
good
Taco,
sauce.
But it's not.
Del Taco has the worst sauce.
You know what they have good... They have good crinkle cut fries.
I know. Have you gotten the churros? No, you haven't because you hate sugar and you hate joy. But their churros are so good.
You want to talk about it? You want to let something out this morning? You sure about that?
Yeah.
I don't know. That seemed pent up, I would say.
It was quick.
Right off the top. That's what I'm saying.
Didn't you? I just slipped it in
right,
there.
I know. All right, should we do a quote today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Dream as if you'll live forever. Live as if you'll die today.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Isn't that the name of the game?
It is the name of the game.
Gotta have those big dreams. At the same time, just live today to the fullest. James Dean giving us that quote.
Okay, so Taylor Swift re-released Red, the Taylor Swift or the Taylor version.
Right.
And Jake Gyllenhaal, the breakup song, All Too Well, we know it's about him.
10 minutes about him.
10 minutes about him. And it's given a fierce reminder of how toxic and intense the Swifties, Taylor Swift's fans, are. Because they have just gone after, like, Jake Gyllenhaal. And they've already started going after, like, bullying and attacking on social media and different things like that. John Mayer, because we all know the Speak Now.
Oh, that's right.
Taylor's version is coming next. And Taylor has that breakup song, Dear John, that's about him on her album.
Yeah, that's a brutal song.
Oh, it's insane. Uh-huh. Anyway, so a young girl shot a comment over to John Mayer basically saying, basically what she said is, blank yourself, you ugly blank, and
dang,
I hope you choke on something.
Okay.
And then basically getting him prepped for what's coming.
Sure, yes.
In the next album release.
Uh-huh.
And John actually saw it and answered her back. And he says, I've been getting so many messages like this the past couple days. I'm not upset. I just tend to have a curious mind and feel compelled to ask, do you really hope I die? And the girl was done.
Yes, exactly.
And she kind of backtracks and's like, my friend literally dared me to do it. She's a Taylor Swift fan, and so am I. It was just a dare. I'm sorry. Didn't expect you to see it.
So don't write it.
And that's basically what he said. He's like, so it's a fun thing people are doing without taking into account that somebody might actually see this and be affected by it.
Right.
And I was like,
Yeah, I agree.
Good job, John Mayer.
Absolutely.
Good job.
I saw that Jamie Lee Curtis was getting hate for posting a photo with her and Jake Gyllenhaal from The Weeknd. They're filming a thing together.
Uh-huh.
And like the Swifties are saying, read the room. But I don't... The breakup was years ago. Taylor Swift has moved on. Like, mm-hmm. right? Like,
yes.
Can't we just say like that was a emotional time at 20 years old?
Yeah. I mean, what we're hoping or, you know, is that Taylor Swift can do the right thing and tell her fans to stop bullying people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we already did that the first time these songs came out.
I was already angry at John Mayer. I moved on.
I've moved on from my anger at John Mayer, and I'm excited to see him when he comes to Salt Lake City in a few months.
Yes, exactly. I got a text about the second date update. It says, here's the problem. First of all, Skylar should have had the guts to tell Kate straight up that he's not interested. Be an adult. And number two, his response, actually him not calling is your answer. That's his issue. Don't waste time wondering what you did wrong. If you didn't communicate, then you did nothing wrong. This is why I hate dating.
It's twofold. I agree.
And then this person continues, and Kate just showed how low she is. Liar and acts on emotions. I'm Team Skylar.
Yeah, she definitely was emotional.
I think it was a lot all at once.
I think it was a lot.
We didn't realize the whole story when we started.
I feel like we were catfished.
Yeah, right. If you missed the second date update, it is up on our website, which is mix1051utah.com. All right, speaking of dating. You were talking to me off air yesterday about something that I'd never really thought of. Like, I always complain about like friends who have gone out on dates who are single and how buying dinner gets expensive.
Yeah, well, we talk about that all the time. And that's why I'm like, no, I appreciate the pre-date.
Yes.
Because then there it really doesn't feel...
cheaper.
Yeah, it doesn't feel too expensive.
Mm-hmm. But you were telling me that there's this whole other cost that you're now realizing as well.
And it's a... I do think some people do get it. And, but other than a few people who understand it, I think the vast majority of the person asking someone on a date doesn't realize it.
I would have never realized this. As I started to date, if I was in that boat, like I would be like, oh, wow, there's this whole other expense. But at the time, I never thought about this before.
Yeah.
And we're talking about childcare.
Yeah. So like, you're talking to someone, they're like, hey, we should go out. And so you say like, well, I'm available every other weekend.
Right.
So
that's the first step.
I got 4 days a week, 4 days a month that are open.
Uh-huh.
Choose wisely, Chantel.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of time, first of all. You can't just go, like, if you get a text from someone going, hey, Tuesday night, you want to go out? It's like, no, I can't.
Well, first of all, give me some notice.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I could find a babysitter.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, okay, found a babysitter. Awesome. So usually what I'll do or what I think I'll do is, like, put the kids to bed, and then I would go out so that I'm not stuck at home. So I'm paying literally someone to sit at my home.
Right, to be there just in case there's an emergency.
Correct.
What does a sitter go for these days? Because you have two kids.
I have two kids, so it's $15 an hour.
Whoo!
So you're looking for like a 3 to 4 hour date.
Yeah.
Just for to leave the house.
Right.
$45 to $60.
And let's say then you end up splitting dinner or something like that. You end up spending some cash on these things.
Uh-huh.
I know the childcare one, I never...
You don't think about it because typically you're not dating as a single mom.
Right.
So on top of it, you're like, oh, I'm a single mom. Like guys, you know, it's like, oh, wow, I'm stoked that anybody even wants to date me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, now I got to pay money just to leave my house to go be a human.
Yeah. To go see...
To feel like a person.
Right.
And not a mom, but it's like, I'm going to go have some time for me.
Yeah, some adult time.
But now I gotta pay to do that.
Do you stress sometimes if you're out on the date, like, oh, if I'm not home within the next 20 minutes, I'm
going
to have to pay another
$15.
Is this person worth another $15?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
Because if not, you're like, oh, okay, well, thanks.
Yeah, I got to get back. Got to sit her. Because
it's $15 an hour.
Right.
It's like lawyer fees all over again.
You know, you need like a guy to be like, hey, I want to take you out. I want to pay for your sitter. You know, I want to...
No, that has happened. I had no idea. There was somebody asked, they're like, hey, but let me
a gentleman right
pay
there.
For your babysitter. And I was like,
really?
What? And that's when I started realizing like, wow, that's kind of expensive.
That's actually really cool.
It wasn't until then I was like,
yeah.
Oh, Okay.
I respect that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Shook.
Yeah.
Shook to my core.
All right. There's this wedding photographer.
Okay.
Who shared three signs that a marriage is doomed from the beginning. And she says she learned these signs from another photographer she's worked with who's been doing weddings for over 30 years.
Wow.
So I'm going to read these signs and I want you to tell me if you think she's right on or not. Okay? Sign number one. One of the spouses takes more than three photos without their partner.
More than three? Don't the brides take like a bajillion by themselves?
I think, would you count that all as one? I know, I don't agree with this one. I understand if you're saying if the bride just takes more photos in general without the groom, like overall.
But I feel like the bride does. Like that's the whole point.
It's bride's day.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's their day, but it's her day.
Yeah. Like you have like the getting ready photos.
Yeah.
Then you have like the wedding ceremony photos and the after ceremony photos.
Yeah.
The bride just has a lot more photos taken.
Maybe they're talking about like with friends. Like they're like, oh, let me get this one just with my friends.
Okay. If so.
But then they're wearing a dress. So it's not like you're going to want to reuse those photos if it goes south.
Now here's number two. The bridesmaids or groomsmen will avoid talking about the spouse when they're getting ready, doing a toast or anything, which indicates that they don't like them.
Ooh,
this one's
yeah,
true.
That's
this one's true.
True.
I know for a fact. I've
yeah?
seen it. Yes, I have seen it with friends. If they're not into it, they just don't talk about it.
They're like, just enjoy the party.
Yeah.
Open bar.
Exactly. The couple spends more time with family and friends than each other during the day.
Yeah. Like, I always find it funny at weddings when you'll go almost the entire reception and you're like, I never saw them together.
I'm trying to go back and think of mine. We sat together, but then during dinner, I feel like Jen and I worked the room and said hi to everyone.
Yeah, but worked the room together.
Yeah, that's true. On the dance floor. Obviously, she was just watching me in my moves.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, of course.
Who
I
wasn't?
I was popping and locking.
Every.
Exactly. Met up to cut the cake.
Stop.
Back out there, had to do the worm before I left.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And then find the garter.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with the wedding photographer.
No.
I think it's such a hard day. There's so much chaos that goes on in that day.
I want to know the stats. Like, how many of her couples,
ooh,
or his couples,
yeah,
have broken up?
I blame the
theory.
Photographer.
Yeah.
I say they're just doing it wrong.
Yep.
That's what I think. I think you're
they
making it uncomfortable
thing.
For everyone. That's what it is.
They're like, why are they watching us so closely? Is there a movie that you love and you don't know if you love it because it's nostalgic or you love it because it's actually good?
Every movie
Every
from
movie.
Like the 80s and 90s, I feel that way about.
Right? So, you like. Know, oh.
I was just thinking as Love Actually, which you know is one of my favorite movies.
I love that movie.
But I was watching it last year.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Something has changed.
Oh.
For me, it was a little weirder than I've all. And you know it's like my favorite,
it's your favorite
movie. We watch
movie.
It every Christmas.
Yes.
At this time around, I had a weird time with watching like the friend lust over his best friend's wife. And
could it have something to do with you knew what was coming in the year 2021?
Maybe that's what it was.
I have a hard time with any of those movies
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, how dare you?
Trigger.
Keep your eyes to yourself.
Right.
Don't look at her that way. Okay, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. The overt transphobia of like the final act doesn't really hold up. Knowing like what's coming makes it impossible to enjoy like the first two.
Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Ace Ventura in years, so I don't know.
Yeah, right? That one was a little. That's why I started with that one. Okay, Forrest Gump. Not only is it a bad and boring movie with no.
What?
I'm reading a quote. Sorry. Quote. Not only is it a bad and boring movie with no story and no interesting characters, it relies on double nostalgia. Nostalgia for the time periods depicted in the movie, as well as regular nostalgia for when you first saw it.
Listen, I just realized that Jenny died of AIDS like 2 years ago, so I'm still processing that part.
Yeah.
And then I went down this rabbit hole on Reddit where Jenny's son isn't actually Forrest's son. Like, that's her final lie. She lies to Forrest the entire time.
That's what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And let me tell you, if you find it, you start reading it and you go, it's This person brings up some good points.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to read that. Ghostbusters, the 1984.
Just watched it.
Apparently doesn't hold up.
What?
It's super problematic and creepy. Like about the Venkman. He's stalking her, barges into her apartment, and generally is not taking no for an answer.
Are we like being too hypersensitive?
I think we're being hypersensitive
okay.
on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, The Breakfast Club. I don't think it holds up. I've seen it.
Is it too slow for you?
It is so freaking slow.
That's like the go-to monologues. When I was back in high school, every kid would pick, like, for auditions,
uh-huh.
a monologue from The Breakfast Club.
No, mm-hmm. that's just... and then apparently Ducky is pretty toxic, like, of a character.
Mm.
Okay, and the number one movie that does not hold up, and I will... And they're going after, like, a... I'll read why, and you'll know.
Okay.
Goonies does not hold up, and everybody loves Goonies. It's nostalgic, especially here in Utah.
Yeah.
People love Goonies, and we give it a pass on its racism, sexism, misogamy,
mm-hmm.
ableism, and homophobia, because it insults a lot of different cultures,
uh-huh.
women, mm-hmm. and people with physical and mental disabilities.
That's true. It really does.
Yeah.
I don't really have an argument for that.
No, you can't.
Other than I grew up with it and I still like it.
I know.
I hate to say it.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
But I hear what you're saying.
I hear you.
I hear what you're saying.
I see you.
I honor your feelings.
Does that make me a bad person? I don't know.
You know, let's keep doing this. Okay. I got all these texts already coming in.
Oh, really? About other movies?
It's like, for example, Space Jam.
What's wrong with Space Jam?
It's terrible. Says, I know it's a bad movie, but I love it.
Oh, no, it's a great movie. It holds up. No, it doesn't hold up. The one that just came out.
My two movies were Speed and Mortal Kombat. Can't get through them now. Really? Speed? I was just thinking about that one the other day. Like, if it's good, like, if I could still watch it.
You have to try it.
Sandra Bullock, Keanu Reeves.
Never saw it.
Couldn't go below 50 miles per hour.
Never saw it.
Nothing? Okay. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Good. So the movie that I used to love as a kid and I cannot watch anymore is Little Monsters with Howie Mandel.
Yeah, and Fred Savage. Yeah.
It was so good when I was a kid. And then I watched it recently. I was like, this is horrific.
Is it just, because I remember growing up watching it just like you. Is it the storyline that's bad, or is it content? Like, what is it that makes it terrible?
The story is horrible. Like, Howie Mandel is so obnoxious. I mean, he's obnoxious, right? But he's so obnoxious. And then all the other monsters, like, when they go under the bed, are just the worst makeup. I was like, why did I like this? This is just weird and gross.
That's so funny. I'll have to, like, I see it sometimes on Netflix, and I'm like, what if my kids would like this?
Yeah. Well, just watch it with them and just see. Because my husband and I watched it. You like this? I was like, yeah,
it was a different time. We did, like, that's what I always yell to my kids.
That's Steve Baby, okay? I don't know.
That's so funny. Hey, Karen, have a good Tuesday, okay?
Thank you. You guys too. Have a good one.
Chantel had this list of just movies that we loved as a kid, but as we watch them now as an adult, we're like, ugh.
Yeah, just like classic movies. Doesn't have to be kid movies. Like Forrest Gump was on here, Breakfast Club.
You know what one I was thinking of?
What?
Never Been Kissed. Did you ever see Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
She's this writer
uh-huh.
who goes back to high school to infiltrate what it's like to be a teen.
Yes.
And watching it now, I'm like, but the teacher like has a crush on her when he thinks she's still a student.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of creepy. It is creepy.
No, it is creepy.
At the time, though, I remember watching it, and it was like this great rom-com.
It's like, oh, cute.
And I watch it now, I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
She's a student
but
of
also,
yours.
Because she was an adult going back to high school.
Yes.
Similar to, like, say, Billy Madison, like an adult going back to high school.
Yeah.
It's super, like, not allowed, right? Like, with kids and adults. And...
Yeah, you go back to a special high school for adults. You don't go just with the 14-year-olds.
Correct, because there's liability right,
yes,
there.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
We got so many texts. Police Academy. We recently watched Police Academy with our kids. Don't do it. We had a lot of explaining to do, and it wasn't even funny. I grew up thinking that the whole franchise was the most hilarious thing ever. I haven't watched it since I was a kid.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Oh, tell us why. That's all you gave us.
Yeah, why?
Like, does it not hold, is it not funny? What is it about it that you don't love?
I still
love?
Think it's funny.
I used to love Cadet Kelly as a kid, but
oh,
now...
Oh, yeah, with Hillary Duff.
I don't know this one, but cannot make it through 2 minutes.
That's funny.
You think it's just corny? Is
that
why?
Yeah, it's probably just corny.
You know what I watch, or I'm watching with the kids right now?
Which?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah. Chevy Chase.
I love it still.
Holds up
in my heart.
Holds up.
And they love it.
Yeah, the thing, it's like, holds up either it's like no longer interesting, the acting's bad, the production value is bad.
Yeah.
Or they're just offensive.
Yeah.
And that's the Goonies, is it's offensive.
Right. Special effects, looking back on some of these, not as good.
Yeah.
Like, I have this text, The Adventures of Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Uh-huh.
I remember seeing it in theaters and thinking it was really good with incredible special effects. I watched it recently and realized it wasn't very good and the special effects were rudimentary at best.
Goodness.
Did you ever see that one? Taylor Lautner?
No, right? Taylor Lautner before Werewolf.
Spy Kids, the same thing, though. The special effects in Spy Kids, terrible. We tried to watch those with the kids.
Yeah.
They don't really hold up as well.
No, and the kids need that nowadays.
16 Candles. Now that I have a teen daughter, I hate this movie. I bet. Oh, I love that movie. They're growing up. Did anyone say The Breakfast Club? It's so boring. That was actually,
I said it. It was on the list.
Yeah. It's just, it's dialogue heavy.
It is so boring. It is so boring.
It's a coming of age. They all learn.
I don't like
They're talking. They become friends.
No.
They are the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Don't you forget about me.
No, that's like the only good part of the song or of the movie is that song.
Bad News Bears. There's an alcoholic coach and the kids are smoking and swearing like adults. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blank Check.
Like, I don't know that one.
Blank Check was about this kid who somehow got a blank check and I swear he... So he filled it out himself.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever amount he made for could not have bought him all the stuff he did. It was like $1 million, but he bought like this mansion and had like a roller coaster in the backyard.
Yeah, you're like, nah.
Yeah, like.
Try 14.
Try $1 billion.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
like that
for what
much.
He had going on.
Goodness.
Big. It has a cringy adult child relationship.
I don't remember that one.
Big was with Tom Hanks. Again. You don't know any Tom Hanks movie.
No, I
this.
Do.
You're anti-Tom Hanks.
No, I love Tom Hanks.
You hate?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did you like Twilight?
I only saw the first one or two. But yeah, they were fine.
This text says, growing up, I was obsessed with Twilight. I went to every midnight premiere and bought all the merch, Team Jacob.
Uh-huh.
I occasionally watch it for the nostalgia, but it's so bad.
Yeah, I need to go watch them. When those came out in the books and all that was insane.
I never saw him.
Has there been a book trilogy like that since? Book movie?
They came out after Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Percy Jackson? Was that big?
No? Not the same way.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel.
Oh my gosh. This is just a movie that's dumb. I'm talking about movies that don't hold up.
I know. That wasn't good. I'm sorry. It says when I was 7. Well, there's your first clue.
No, I'm talking movies that you watch it now and it's like cringy. You're just like, oi, that humor is not funny anymore.
That's what he
like the tech is so bad.
It says when I was 7, that movie was my shiz. I just watched it for the first time in years and oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed for myself.
Oh gosh.
You know what? Should be. You should be.
Really?
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, Chipwrecked, Road Chip.
Oh my gosh.
I've seen them all with the kids. Let me tell you, none of them were worth the first screening. Although my kids, when they were like 5, loved them just as much as you did when you were 7. All right, you asked if there was a big book after Twilight, like a big franchise.
Yeah, like another one that everyone just freaked out. It was a book turned a movie.
I have 2 for you.
Okay.
Okay, it says one text goes, to answer Chantel, Hunger Games was another series.
Duh. Yeah. I don't remember those being books.
Yeah. And then another text says 50 Shades of Grey.
But wasn't that after Twilight? Or is that before?
Before or after? I don't know. Are you thinking it was before Twilight?
Right. No, it would have been after, huh? Because it was while I was working here. And Twilight was like
all I know, college. And I wish I could remember more. One is fan fiction about the other.
Wait, for real?
I swear. Yeah. I wish I could remember which one's which. Someone will know and they'll text us at 844-649-1051. Chantel, 50 Shades is fan fiction of Twilight? We asked, we got a bunch of texts on that. So thank you for everyone. Yeah, so that's how, when you ask, like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? 50 Shades, fan fiction of Twilight. All right, let's play. Is Chantel right?
Hi.
Hey, Zach, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Zach's driving through Salt Lake to Draper right now. Came from you came from the Ogden area, right? Davis County?
Kaysville.
Kaysville. Okay, Kaysville. Yep. You said there was a little weather in Kaysville, but it's been okay so far?
Yeah, roads are all dry.
Awesome. All right, is Chantel right? Here's how it works. I'm going to give Chantel a stat. All you have to do, Zach, is try to guess whether or not Chantel's answer is right or wrong. Do so. We'll give you two tickets to see Madison Beer November 18th at the Depot. She is fantastic. She played our Sundance house 2 years ago, and she stole the show. So, Chantel, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You sure?
I don't know. I mean... Full disclosure.
Yeah, go ahead.
I took some medicine this morning, and I did it on an empty stomach like a dumb person.
And so, like, twice now during the show, you've just, like, lost your train
no,
of thought.
No, like,
completely.
I'll be talking. Like, I'm like, full disclosure, I'll be talking. Everything goes black, and it's like I'm, like, blacking out without the falling asleep part.
So it's
like,
going well.
It's going well.
It's going really well. All right. So, Zach, good luck.
He's got this one. He's like, oh, I got her.
16% of men say that they have argued about this with their significant other this month. What is it?
They've argued with their significant other about this?
Yeah.
This month.
Yes. What are they arguing about this month?
Whose family they're spending the holidays with.
Oh, sure. Thanksgiving's coming up. Christmas right around the corner.
Yeah.
Whose house do you go to? If you have split houses, all of a sudden there's four different parents to appease.
Oh, luckily the state of Utah decided that for me.
Zach, 16% of men say that they have argued about this with their significant other this month. Chantel says it's where they're going to spend the holidays. Do you think Chantel is right or wrong?
I really wanted to say she was wrong, but I think she's right on this one.
You think she's right?
I do. I think she's right.
No, that is not correct, Zach.
I thought I was right, too.
16% of men have argued about their facial hair.
Oh, no shave November.
No shave November. Yes, exactly. Zach, buddy, I'm sorry. I can't give you those Madison Beer tickets. Hold on. I want to hook you up with something, though, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, hang on 1 second here. Zach's loss is your win. If you want tickets to Madison Beer on Thursday, all you have to do is call us right now at 844-649-1051.
So a lot of times you can do things at work that you're like, oh, it's not that bad. But it's actually like a very fireable offense. Like something you could lose your entire job off, job over.
Oh, you mean like making a mistake that...
Yeah, like making a mistake that sometimes you know is major, but sometimes you're like, oh, it's so minor. But like you could really lose your job. Like online shopping on the work computer.
Oh, yeah.
You could lose your job over that. You are shopping on company time, even though it's online.
It's like March Madness when I'm doing my bracket on the company's computer.
Correct. It's like everybody in the building's doing it.
Yes.
But it's a fireable offense.
Yeah. It's company time. We're stealing from them.
So some of the most common behaviors at work that are risky include shopping on work computers, applying for other jobs while you're at work or searching for other jobs.
Can I tell you over the years how many times I've seen people print out like job applications on printers in this building?
No.
Yeah, because I'm the first one here in the morning usually with the printers and I'm always battling them.
Yeah.
And it's like someone printed something probably after work the night before.
And it prints and it's just sitting there?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Streaming TV shows on the clock. Falling asleep at your desk, just taking a little cat nap.
Now, wait a minute. What if I'm filling out stuff and it's kind of mindless, so I'm streaming a TV show, but I'm still doing my work at the same time? Then is it okay?
No, because you could be doing something work-related that's mindless.
Well, the mindless thing is me filling out, let's say I'm filling out an Excel sheet with numbers. look how little I know about business.
What's the difference between that and just having a radio playing in your office?
Yeah.
If you're listening to a show, radio.
Right.
That one is a gray area.
Okay.
I don't know if it's necessarily fireable, but it's definitely punishable. So here are some like huge common mistakes that you could lose your job over like very quickly. Is if you forget to mute yourself while you're having like an inappropriate work call. so like you forget. With that one, I would say like mute yourself if you're having a conversation on the phone, like shut the door in your office type of a thing, like a conversation you're not supposed to be having.
Or if I'm on a Zoom meeting and I forget to mute it and someone comes in and I'm like, ugh, I'm on with so-and-so.
Uh-huh. You forget to hang up and you say something about the person on the other end.
That's awesome.
Accidentally hitting reply all to a group email.
We just get rid of reply all.
Honestly. Talking about someone in the office and they're behind you.
Oh.
Say the boss.
Uh-huh.
Different things like that. Have you ever done anything like this where you're like, dang it, I've never lost a job. I've only ever quit.
When I was doing shows at Disney, we would have this consultant who would come by and he would critique your shows.
Uh-huh.
And so I wasn't talking bad, but I was warning, and you're not supposed to let people know that he's in the audience that day, right? Because you want like whatever your normal shit performance is to happen.
Yes.
And I was walking backstage and I actually saw the next cast member who was going to do theirs. I was like, hey, so-and-so is here. So you better. And I heard the person behind me yell, John, you're supposed to keep your mouth shut. And I was like, oh no.
You're like, dang it.
Yeah, of course.
But you didn't lose your job.
No, I didn't lose my job.
But you could have.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's the rule.
That's the rule. Yeah. All right. We're friends.
Yeah.
I gave you my snack.
You did. Thank you.
It's a big moment.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
You sacrificed.
How far are you willing to go for me is the question.
I would say pretty darn far.
Pretty darn far?
Yeah. Like, we're family.
I've got this list of how far are your friends willing to go for each other, okay?
Okay.
Are you willing to pop a back pimple? For me.
For you?
For me.
Absolutely.
You would do it?
I would totally do that for you.
Are you into that kind of thing?
No.
You're not?
But I would do it for you.
Jen's like into that kind of thing. Oh.
Oh, like the pimple popper videos.
Yes, all that stuff.
It's gross, but like it's oddly satisfying sometimes.
I don't get that.
But like if you asked me like, hey, I have this zit on my back and it's like irritating because my shirt and I just need someone to like.
You would do it?
I would do that
really?
For you. Yes. I would do that for you.
You're a better friend than I am.
I know. Okay, what's next on the list? Or was that it?
No, there's
okay,
more.
I was like,
and now we do it. No.
Well, speaking of.
Would you give me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation if I was sick and choking? Wait, you would pop a pimple, but you're waiting on if you'd give me CPR?
I'm just
thinking. Hold on a second.
So I'd first have to like, because you're choking.
Yeah. Give me the Heimlich.
And then.
Yeah. And you got to get over here. Some rescue breaths.
I guess. Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
If you were dying,
I'm
CPR certified. It's not like I'm kissing you. I'm saving your life. I'm giving you life.
You wouldn't do it.
I'm
saw your pause.
You no, I would
no.
do it. I would think about it
you
and I'd
think
first
about
go
it.
Like, this is fine. I can do this. I would do it. Would you do it for me?
Yeah, of course. I would do that way before popping a back pimple. One is saving a life. I don't understand why one was so easy for you to decide and the saving the life one wasn't. I'm dying. I have heart problems. This is a legit question that could happen at some point.
Oh, this is like a real, like an interview.
Right, exactly.
Okay. No, I would save your life if I could.
Liar.
I would tip your head. I would make sure I'd tip your head, get the air passage right, and then just go for it.
Okay, let's say this. I have a back problem, right? Let's say my back hurts.
Yeah.
But like my toenails haven't been trimmed for a while.
Oh, gosh.
Are you a good enough friend where you would would you trim my toenails?
I would trim your toenails.
No, you. See, again,
yes,
though.
I would.
Let me point out, if anyone's paying attention here. The pimple, the toenails. She didn't even think about it. She was just like, yeah, absolutely. But the I'm dying, will you give me mouth to mouth?
With that, I have to touch your face.
You paused for a
too
second.
Too much.
I would not trim your toenails, just so you know.
Really?
Ew, no.
If we were on a trip like for the radio
no,
station.
No.
I was like, John, this has to be done.
My back's hurting. You know I'm wearing open-toe shoes tomorrow.
I have to.
I'd be like, let me pay for your pedicure. Leave me alone.
That would be acceptable, too.
All right, let's say I lost my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was in this dumpster out in the back here.
Oh, gosh.
You know the one.
Yeah.
The one that we sometimes see people living in. Would you hop in that dumpster to find my wallet?
I would.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it for you. If it meant finding your wallet because you were going to pay for our food, absolutely. Because we all know I'm not paying. I'm poor.
I wouldn't have a problem with that one.
Just hop
Me?
In there.
Right, I'll hop in a dumpster. That's fine.
It would be hard being this dumpster because it's a restaurant's dumpster.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, if it was my dumpster at work, I'm like, sure, it's just fabric and cardboard.
No, no, no. I want the disgusting one. I want you to be in there. It's like Team Double Dare.
You know, I would do that with you. I think if me and you had to go on a reality show, we would do pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's next?
I know a friend did this for you. Would you clean my house from top to bottom?
Your house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Really?
Would you clean my house?
Can I hire someone?
For real? For real. So far, you are hiring out all your friendships. Except CPR.
Right, exactly. Because when you need me, when you're dying, I'm going to be there. Everything else, fair weather friend. But when it really comes to, like, life or death,
wow.
That's when I step up.
Wow.
I don't know. I think I'm...
And I'm there for the
disgusting.
Thick and thin.
Yeah, I know.
All of it. And then I'd save your life.
I can honestly... Okay. I know your answer on this one, but would you give me your Netflix and Disney Plus password?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would not give you mine. You know that. You know for a fact that I would not.
You are the worst friend. This is a one-sided friendship.
Well, I'm learning that now.
I thought after 10 years that we were like just
thick as
two
thieves.
Peas in yes. a pod. But no, I am here carrying all the weight of this friendship. I see where I stand.
But if you need CPR,
but if I'm
I will
gonna
save
die, you'll
your
save
life.
Me. Well, yeah, I'm not going to save you.
Anumo.com has a list of text messages that will scare a guy off.
Oh, let me get a pen.
Number one, endless paragraphs. It says guys don't want to hear every tiny detail of your day. Maybe that's how you talk to your other friends, but it's just too much, a bit much for guys. They want an overview, not the details.
Oh.
Do you feel like you're too detailed in your messages?
Well, I feel like it's better than one-word answers like guys give you.
That's what I give.
I know.
A lot of thumbs up.
A lot of emojis from this side of the room.
Maybe a few GIFs sprinkled in there.
Yeah.
That's about it.
You're the worst.
The I'm bored text. Don't text him in the hopes that he will entertain you. When you send boring texts, you come off as a boring person. Like you have nothing going on in your own life and nothing to offer the relationship. What?
Okay.
Do you write that too?
No.
Oh, okay.
First you say, don't give me all the details.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say, don't write I'm boring because then we know you're boring.
Don't write I'm bored.
I'm bored.
Yeah.
Because then we think you're boring.
Right.
What do you want from me?
Turns out you just don't text us. Oh. I think is what this list is going to tell.
Okay. Is there more?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The passive aggressive text. This happens when you're mad at him, and instead of telling him while you're mad, you drop clues via text, hoping he picks up on them, and then make some grand gesture to apologize. Let me tell you, we're not smart enough.
No, but that's why me, I'll be like, hey, I don't like this. Hey, I'm
I
sad.
Appreciate
I'm,
that.
I'm pretty like
yeah.
that.
Because if you're trying to have me read between the lines, I'm telling you right
no,
now.
No, you won't.
I won't.
I was married for 8 years.
Yeah. I
you
just,
won't.
No, just tell me. Why aren't you answering your text? You text him and he doesn't reply for a few hours.
Well,
you follow up with, are you there? Why aren't you answering me?
Well,
hello?
Well, he's working.
Yeah.
He's busy.
Right.
Give it to the end of the day.
How many hours do you wait before you give the, why aren't you answering me? Hello?
Well, if it's like a husband or a spouse,
yeah.
That's one thing. But if it's like a dating situation, this is a dating situation.
Yeah, this is for dating.
Like... 2 days?
2 days.
A day?
Spouse?
10 minutes.
Yeah, oh yeah. I actually, while I'm writing Jen a text, I've already written also, why aren't you answering me? They come at the same time.
Yeah,
that's
of
how
course
needy
they
I
do
am.
From you. Of course, because you blow up her phone.
Yeah, constantly.
You are so needy,
so
John.
So needy. The what are we text.
Like, what
oh,
is this?
It's the, like the determine the relationship. Don't
the
do that
DTR.
On text.
Nah. Do that at a dinner, at a date. Make him answer the question in person. Don't give him time to think about it. He'll stress.
The jealousy text. Jealousy is never a good look, especially over text where it can quickly spiral out of control.
Yeah.
Maybe you caught him liking some girl's pictures on Instagram or your friend spotted him talking to another girl. Do not lash out over text.
No.
I feel that way even with work stuff.
Yeah.
Like don't try to reprimand over text.
Do not.
It People can read things.
Do it in person.
Yeah, it's just too hard.
It really
text
is.
Or email.
Trust me, if somebody, you know, if someone tries to light me up in a text message, I'm just like, nope.
It doesn't work. We got to just sit down for that kind of thing.
Yep.
The never letting you go text. This is where you won't let a text conversation die and keep dragging on past there being anything valuable to say.
My conversations always are valuable. Everything I say is
really?
Valuable.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't know when to wrap. Maybe you don't know when it's time to bail on the conversation.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
You feel it?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I'm over this. Bye.
And then the stalker text. Don't bring up something he's done by himself that you saw on socials without him mentioning it
so
to you.
So embarrassing.
I think those are good.
Those are great.
Yeah, that really does. That helps. All right, so Chantel, years ago, back when she was on the show.
Uh-huh, before kids.
Yes. You would, you'd be working a lot of hours, and sometimes you would sleep.
In between the breaks.
In between breaks.
Yeah, like full pass out.
Yeah, exactly.
Snooze, drool, snore, the whole thing.
Love to give you a hard time about it.
Yes.
So the other day, Chantel wasn't feeling the best, and we had this conversation, and it just so happens our mics are always recording.
Oh,
so even when we're not on air. And
no.
I found it while I was doing our podcast.
Stop. No. Okay.
Yeah?
We just talk, like, off air.
Yeah, we
okay?
just chat.
And yeah, sometimes you just, like, you have, like, random thoughts pop into your head.
Uh-huh.
And so we're just talking.
Yeah.
And I had this random thought pop into my head.
I also want to point out how our voices... We talk much more like down. We have like vocal fry.
Like yeah, we're like, I have to. I'm
instead
so
of
tired.
Like up here.
Yeah, so. I'm excited. Anyway, no.
So here is.
My random thought.
Chantel's random thought that she shared with me and then our conversation afterwards. It's about 30 seconds.
Do you ever sometimes feel like maybe this is the moment my heart's going to stop?
Me? Constantly.
Is, that what,
my life.
Is that what feeling
You're
feels
living.
Like?
This
like
is
I'm
my
sitting
feeling.
Here and I'm like, I wonder what it would feel like if my body stopped functioning.
Wouldn't even know. Just.
That's how I feel
the only
right
one
now.
Who'd be aware of it would be me. And I might actually continue on for a second.
Chantel!
Like, oh, gosh, she's falling asleep again.
She literally falls asleep all the time.
John, why didn't you do anything, guys?
If you knew her.
In my defense.
It's a normal thing. Sometimes she just stops.
Honestly, you just fell over. I'd be like, oh, she's just sleeping.
Oh.
All right, well.
There she is. I'm just saying, it's an interesting thought. Like, what does
yes,
it feel like
sure.
to just stop? We will never know.
Good news.
What's up?
Having a big butt can help you live longer.
Perfect. I'm great.
There's a doctor who's on TikTok who busts health myths. I don't know why that was so hard for me.
Oh, it's a hard day today.
And it turns out there's actual research that shows having fat in the glutamaphoral, nailed it, region of one's bottom area can actually reduce the risk of cardiovascular and metabolic diseases.
Wow.
Apparently fat in that region stores this fatty acids that prevents your internal organs from breaking down. So thicker thighs, lower blood pressure.
Oh, good. Nobody wants a thigh gap anyway. Let's talk what's trending. Okay, Christmas trees are going to be costing 25% more this year.
No.
Can you guess it? Why?
The shortage, the
supply chain. I did not realize, call me naive,
all right,
that we are shipping our Christmas trees from China to America.
They're from Pennsylvania.
That's what I thought. There was Christmas tree farms here in America.
Taylor Swift. Grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
Thank you, but the National Tree Company says businesses are paying 10 times more than usual to ship their Christmas trees from China to America.
Talking
really?
Fake ones?
Oh, maybe fake ones.
Is that what it is?
It's gotta be, because I was like, how are we cutting down Christmas trees in China, getting them here?
Yeah.
When we could, I know we can't do a lot here in America, but we can grow a Christmas tree, right?
I'd hate to hear this because, you know, our trees were ruined in the flood. We don't have any Christmas decorations.
Oh.
So we have to go buy.
I don't have any Christmas decorations because I always do live trees and live garland.
Mm.
And then I don't have to. I hate storing stuff. I hate stuff.
We switched away from the live tree. Haven't looked back. But I think this year we might do a live tree because
I don't
want to
buy a new one. Because you'll need a bigger one next year in your house than you would in a townhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a whole, yeah.
It's a whole thing.
General Motors is removing heated seats and heated steering wheels from their cars. Why?
Why? The supply chain?
Supply chain, the chip shortage. The freaking supply chain is just killing everything I love. I will not, I repeat, not buy a car if it does not have heated seats these days.
Heated seats and a heated steering wheel. Greatest invention of the 2000s.
Like the AC seats are like, okay.
That's fine. I don't need that.
But the heated
seats. Yes, I agree.
I'm telling you, you guys. Okay, the U.S. Post Office anticipates delivering more than 850 million packages this holiday season. If you are going to be shipping gifts to someone, I would advise doing, buying your gift sooner than later and not waiting till December to ship, because I assume it's going to be a mess. Just
remember
because
back in the day,
low staff and stuff.
Before Amazon had like their own trucks.
Oh, yeah.
And they would just like have people driving around in their cars with your boxes in the back.
Yes.
They still do that, though, always around Christmas time.
Yep. They'll it's like Uber for gifts.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing, because you'll see your Ring doorbell, like some guy will pull up in a Honda Civic.
And drop off a package.
Yeah.
And you're like, is this
It's
safe?
Like the reverse of a porch pirate.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Is this in backwards? Kristen Stewart is developing a ghost hunting reality show. We have no idea what network it will be on or when, but that's kind of cool. All
right.
Rapper Lil Nas X, Spider-Man, actor Tom Holland, and NBA star Giannis Antetokounmpo. Oh, wow. I cannot say his last name.
Okay.
I just want you to try and say this last name.
Well, I get the paper over here. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
For real?
Nailed it.
You said that with such confidence.
Confidence is all it takes.
As their Men of the Year on GQ Magazine.
Oh, that's cool.
And then Burger King is buying Firehouse Subs for $1 billion.
Huh.
I love Firehouse Subs.
Yeah. So what's that about? You know how like, what is it? KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, they're all owned by the same.
Yeah, KFC, Taco Bell, and A&W.
They're all owned by like Yumco or something.
Yeah, so now are we going to get Burger King Firehouse Sub combos?
Yeah, like where you can go to the store and get either one. I dig that because I can get the kids
like,
a Whopper and
I
get
like
me a sandwich.
I like the idea of this. And then Applebee's has launched a new menu item called Cheetos Wings and Cheese Bites.
Yuck.
They're going to be coating their boneless wings in crunchy Cheeto crumbles.
Okay. Good stuff.
Ugh. And that's what's trending.
Earlier on the show, Chantel had this list of movies that we all watched as kids, but they don't really hold up with the 2021 sniff test.
Correct.
They're homophobic, they're racist.
Just
they're transphobic. Yeah, inappropriate in every way. I thought it was interesting. And then we got text messages from you about movies that you watch now. Or like I thought the person who likes 16 Candles said I don't want my daughter watching this movie. I thought that was like an interesting text. But I've got movies we watched that we should have never been allowed to watch as a kid, but we all did. For example, E.T. I agree. E.T. is disturbing.
That is a kid movie, I thought.
When he's in that science tent, the bubble, and he's like pale white.
It's very scary.
They're like trying to harvest his organs.
Yeah. What are they doing?
They're doing like an alien autopsy on him.
So crazy.
Yeah. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I agree, because I just saw it at the Hale Theater.
Oh, yeah, and you took Ella.
Yeah, and they did a nice job, but in the movie, if you remember, the child catcher is so creepy. Little children.
Oh, yeah.
They made him much more likable at the Hill Center Theater then. I don't agree with this one. It says Alice in Wonderland.
Because it's like drugs related?
It says that it's just sinister. I don't... Do you feel that way?
Don't think so. I know a lot of people have a hard time with it now because they like reference it to like drugs and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like
absolutely.
Like tripping and stuff.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Yeah, we just watched this with the kids. That judge at the end is Christopher Lloyd. When I was a kid, I remember having nightmares about him. You never saw Who Framed Roger Rabbit, huh? You ever see Pinocchio?
Yeah.
That's a messed up movie.
That is a messed up movie.
When they go to the island of
the gambling?
They turn into donkeys?
Yes.
It's like terrible. The Never-Ending Story? Ugh. I tried to have my kids watch this. It's messed up. They have that character that like... Yeah, uh-huh.
One we were talking about the other day, Grease. As kids, we all watched that.
Oh, that's right.
It's not a very good movie.
Yeah, it doesn't really hold up the same way as it used to.
No, it's when you learn a lot of the jokes and things, you're like,
yes. Oh.
Wow, I watched this as a child.
I know.
Like, I dressed up as Sandy for Halloween.
Let's know. Before we go, do you know what being a freelancer means?
Like, yeah, you can like freelance video, photography. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you're self-employed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where a freelancer comes from?
No.
Same thing. They were self-employed mercenaries who carried swords, so they had free lances. Freelancer.
Oh.
It comes from the medieval days.
That's cool.
I know. Is that interesting?
Yeah.
Humans could never land on Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, or Neptune.
Why?
Any guesses?
Gravity?
Not gravity.
No, not like the gravitational pull?
Not the gravitational pull. No, it's not that.
Gas?
Yeah. Because these planets are made of gas. They have no solid surface.
Oh, yeah, I knew this.
So.
Well, I guess right.
Come on, we all know that Uranus is full of gas. Because what would we laugh as a kid?
Uranus.
Uranus, exactly.
Full of gas.
All right, that does it for us. Chantel, have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.